From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama said Monday there is no clear evidence that the shooter who carried out an attack Sunday at a gay nightclub in Florida was directed by an overseas terrorist group. The president said that the suspected shooter, Omar Siddiqui Mateen, represented homegrown extremism.
We're still looking at all the motivations of the killer, but it's a reminder that regardless of race, religion, faith, or sexual orientation, we're all Americans.
Mr. Obama made his remarks a day after 49 people were gunned down at the Pulse nightclub and another 53 wounded. The president said the shooter legally bought the weapons he used in the attack. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance will deploy 4 battalions to Poland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, countries that feel most threatened by Russia. Speaking ahead of a meeting of alliance defense ministers beginning Tuesday in Brussels, Stoltenberg said the deployment sends a signal that NATO is ready to defend its allies.
We are constantly assessing how we can make sure that our presence in the Baltic region is the best possible presence.
He said the battalions will work on a rotational basis under the orders of NATO commanders. Thousands of refugees are pouring out of the embattled city of Fallujah through a safe exit corridor secured by the Iraqi army. The army is trying to retake the city from the Islamic State group. According to the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Iraq, 3,300 people fled Monday, joining another 4,000 who had escaped during the weekend. This is VOA News. In her first speech since the Florida shooting attack, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton spoke to supporters in Cleveland, Ohio, laying out a multifaceted approach to combating terrorism. The plan would disrupt terrorist groups by infiltrating their online networks and enhancing intelligence sharing among local and federal law enforcement agencies. It would ask allied nations to help prevent the radicalization and recruitment of potential terrorists in the U.S. and Europe.
We will learn more about the killer in the days to come. We know that he pledged allegiance to ISIS, that they are now taking credit, and that part of their strategy is to radicalize individuals and encourage attacks against the United States, even if they are not coordinated with ISIS leadership.
Clinton called for U.S. citizens to reach out to Muslims. The United States continues to hold the title of the world's top weapons exporter, supplying almost $23 billion worth of weapons to other countries last year. In its annual Global Defense Trade Report released Sunday, IHS Jane's reports many of the countries buying U.S. arms are in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates alone accounted for more than half of the weapons purchases in the Middle East. Southeast Asian countries bordering the South China Sea also ramped up their defense spending since 2009. A Qatari court on Monday handed down a one-year suspended sentence for adultery to a Dutch woman who was drugged and raped in a Doha nightclub. The 22-year-old woman, identified only as Laura, was on vacation at the time of the incident on March 14th. When she reported the crime to Qatari police, she was arrested and has been held in jail ever since. In addition to the one-year suspended sentence, the court fined the victim $800. As soon as she pays the fine, she will be deported from Qatar. The woman's attacker was convicted of having sex outside of marriage and given a sentence of 100 lashes for adultery and another 40 lashes for drinking alcohol. Officials say border skirmishes have resumed between security forces of Pakistan and Afghanistan after a short-lived ceasefire on Monday. At least one person was killed and 18 wounded overnight in the fighting. About 200 Pakistani families have been forced to relocate to safer areas. A dispute over the building of new installations in the Torkham crossing area sparked the fighting. Residents on the border of Eritrea and Ethiopia reported hearing sounds of heavy fighting Monday as each country accused the other of launching an attack. The fighting took place in the area of Tessourna, an Eritrean-controlled town that was a flashpoint during the country's border war between 1998 and 2000. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.